for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Dr. Inaka Yembe. She is author of Grow to Success, A Set of Skills for Personal and Professional Success. Imagine a series of strategies that may potentially transform you and improve the quality of your life. Dr. Yembe's three-step program provides targeted solutions to businesses and individuals who want to take control of their lives and create new positive outcomes for themselves. Dr. Yembe is an outstanding energetic platform speaker who inspires, motivates, and entertains and empowers. She shares her real-life story of being a Black woman of African origin, overcoming a multitude of obstacles and trailblazing all the way to success. You can find out more about Dr. Yembe and the programs that she offers and her book by visiting her website, which is www.inakayembe. That's inakayembe.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Inaka to the show. Hello, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, it is my pleasure, and excuse me for fumbling over your name. I practiced it and practiced it, but you know, when it comes to starting the show, all of a sudden it kind of stumbles. But anyways, I'm looking forward. You know, when I went onto your website and watched your videos, that enthusiasm and that uplifting spirit that you have really comes through on those, and I'm sure that it also comes through in your book as well.
Yes, I think so. And I'll tell you just a little bit about myself. And by the way, Robert, you did just fine on pronouncing my name.
Okay, thank you.
But anyway, I was born in Africa. I was one of those children who was born to be a physician. I always say when I was young, when I was a child, anytime you ask me the famous question, what will you be when you grow up? I said, I'll be a physician. I've always wanted to do that. It's a God-given mission for me. I spent my entire life, wanting to be a physician. So when I graduated high school, I was awarded a government scholarship by my country, my government, for biochemistry. A little bit disappointed and upset with that, but I had to take the scholarship and, believe it or not, pursue a first degree in biochemistry. Finished that, was awarded a scholarship for master's, which I declined. And then I left my country. I was very young, about the age of, say, 21. And I moved on to Liberia, which is another West African country. We know, of course, there was a war in that country. I escaped. Ended up back in my country, still had my dream of becoming a physician, moved on to Italy, completed my medical education in Italy, and came on to the United States to pursue a residency. I went through my residency, and I remember, Robert, the day I graduated, it was like magic. Wow, I am so excited. I'm finally a licensed medical doctor who can practice this profession. I love taking care of people. That's my passion. I love taking care of people. I have a lot of respect for the elderly, for the children, just for anybody, regardless of where they're from. So I like taking care of people. But anyway, just fast forward, I started working in the emergency room, and I had in the process ignored a medical condition that I knew I had and could be an emergency one day. But because I was so focused on working, and this is such a big message, Robert, to all our listeners, while you're pursuing your dream, you must take care of your body, because you cannot be successful in an unhealthy body. So I was working, in the emergency room, you can imagine the physician became an emergency room patient, and things boiled downhill very fast from there. I had an emergency surgery, and it was very, very just complicated, and I ended up being disabled for 4.5 months. And it was just really shocking to me after everything, honestly, after everything
wow.
I've been through, from Africa to here, now disabled with 2 children and single mom. And after a couple of months of just major depression and beating myself down and just being down and out what to do next, I had this idea of constructing or developing a standalone clinic that could function with my resources and with all my know-hows and all the work, and I could just manage this clinic from my bed, which I called the command center at that time. So the next uh-huh. thing that happened to me, if you're an entrepreneur listening, I hear this over and over, well, I had no money. Well, I had no money either. I was broke, had no job, and had zero income, disabled, and had a credit score of 450. And at that point, I made a decision to apply to 20 banks every single day, relentlessly, for a bank loan that was even seemingly beyond my capacity to pay back at that time. But I had a great plan. I worked that plan, and I was so sure it was going to work. And I applied ceaselessly every day. I had nothing to lose at the point. And I was so sure that this was my only option, which it really was, and this is how badly I wanted that to work. Somebody gave me a bank loan. Very, very grateful for that. And then things went uphill from there. It was still very, very hard work, but I opened my first clinic. That did very well. I opened a second and a third, and the business continued to flourish after that. But it did not flourish just magically. It flourished with a lot of hard work from sun up to sundown. And anybody who is a successful entrepreneur will tell you it is impossible to achieve success without hard work. I call it the hustle. You have to be in there, and you have to hustle. It's not about talent. It's not about luck. It's just about working hard. And, you know, Robert, I always get this question. So how do you find your goal then? How do you come about finding your goal? I mean, how do I know that I have a goal? And this is the reason why I wrote the book. I took all the skills that I had learned with time. It's almost 10 years now. And all the experience that I have achieved and all the strategies and the tools that worked and that did not work, I've distilled that and weeded out the do nots, and I've just given people what to do in a simple fashion, very, very simple in the book. It's just a set of skills and strategies that you can follow to find your passion, make it productive, but you have to persevere toward that. And you can find that in the book, Go to Success. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from my website. I even have developed an online program now, which is very, very cost-effective now, Robert, because we are fine-tuning it. So it's just $10. You can sign up monthly and follow the program and really, really find out your own God-given passion. And, you know, just to explain to you, to define what my definition of God, of success is, that I believe in, is that success is not about your bank account or your wealth or your position in society or your age or who you are or your race. That is not success. Success is all about finding your God-given passion, your God-given mission, fulfilling that, helping somebody along the way. End of story. You look at it that simply, then you know that you have the ability to be successful, just like I did. That's my passion right now, to share this message and to inspire, motivate, encourage anyone who's just down and out and struggling over there. Just know, you have it in you, and you can do it just like I did. Imagine how many odds I had, and I did it. That's really in a nutshell who I am right now, or how I got
here. You know, that's, you know, and the story, first of all, the fact that, you know, you knew from a young age that you wanted to be a physician and to go through the, you know, all of the not necessarily either the challenges that you had to achieve that, you know, and then actually getting there and then, boom, having to find out you had to shift, you know. You know, that kind of path is, I find, quite a few people actually on right now, where they may have spent, you know, much of their life or maybe just a good portion of their life working toward a certain goal or a certain occupation or profession, only to have something happen that, you know, has to, that then people have to adjust, you know. So, you know, the fact that you were able to kind of regroup, you know, after that and actually kind of move forward with a whole new plan is, I think that's encouraging. That's what people out there, you know, really should take heart with, you know, that if they're right now facing, you know, a change of job or a change of life path, that, you know, it's never too late to go ahead and shift and be successful at that shift.
No, it is not. And I am also a John Maxwell certified team member. And we know John Maxwell is one of the great founders, or very, very great teacher on personal development. But one of his things that he says is that the difference between those who are successful and those who are not successful is just their perception of and their reaction to failures. So anytime that you go out there to start anything or to work on anything or just to pursue your goals and your dreams, the biggest thing that you have to be ready for is obstacles. Obstacles are just one of those things that will happen to you. You have to be ready for them. You have to look at them as the pathway or stepping blocks to your success, because they would help you, show you the way to success. So you will overcome, or you will encounter a lot of obstacles. So be ready for that, and that is normal. We all will face obstacles.
Yeah, you know, and the choice is either let them stop you or go around them or over them or through them. So, you know, but that's a choice. Now, you know, one of the things that I also, you know, enjoyed when I watched one of your videos is when you talked about, you know, the definition of success, you know, the fact of, you know, accomplishing, you know, and feeling fulfilled at what it is that you do in life, no matter what it is, you know. And, you know, I find it really just interesting, because I agree with you there. I mean, first of all, I agree that, you know, that that's my definition as well. I mean, I have the same belief system. What I find challenging sometimes is the people who surround me, or, you know, people out there who have the old stereotypical definition of, you know, material gain and dollars in the bank, you know, as far as a definition of success. So for people who, you know, maybe have those kind of people in your life, maybe they're your partner or your family member, you know, who still insist on defining success the old way, do you have any kind of ideas or any suggestions for people to counteract that kind of thing, you know, that's in their life?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, Robert. I'm glad you asked that question, actually. And I have this also very clearly spelled out in the book. And there are two things that we need to think about here. So you asked me a two-part question. The first part really is about relationships. And I, in the book, I define three kinds of relationships. There are those that are positive relationships. So those are the ones we want to keep. They inspire us. They encourage us along the way. This could be friends. It could be a spouse. It could be children, grandma, grandpa, co-workers. So long as they are positive influences in your life and support your mission, those are the kind of relationships that we want to keep close. There are also what I just simply bluntly say are toxic relationships. And those are the ones who, they're close to you, but they drain you. They discourage you. They do not have anything positive to say. And we human beings, Robert, we have to really understand in the world, human beings, or on Earth, human beings are the only creatures that have the ability to make a choice. That said, we are also those creatures that have additional means to hurt others without physically hurting them. We have all kinds of tools like mockery, doubt, insults, and just different things that can discourage somebody who's trying to pursue their dreams. Those kind of relationships, we need to evaluate them closely. I mean, family members, we're stuck with family members, but I would stretch or extend what we call the long spoon so they're not so close, and maybe not share all my goals and dreams with these discouraging people because they're so toxic and they quench your dream and limit your potential. So we cannot allow that. And then the other kind of relationship, Robert, that we cannot forget are the new relationships. You know, in the way the world is right now, the world seems to be so much smaller. I could communicate with somebody in India, in London, in Switzerland, just online, just by online communication. They may be able to motivate me or encourage me, or they may have some idea that I did not think about. Also, locally, we should be looking for new relationships that can help us pursue our goals and our dreams. For example, if you are a restaurant owner, well, you need to be associating with other restaurant owners. I don't know if there's a restaurant owner association. If there's one, you need to find it because you may learn even more than you would learn just from trying on your own. So we should make new relationships in that really are focused on our goals and our dreams in that same genre. So that's when it comes to relationships. And then the second part of your question, Robert, is really all about our mindset. Your mindset development is so crucial for success. We have to constantly develop a positive mindset because we have that conversation with ourselves more than anybody else will. So we need to be very conscious or be aware of what we are telling ourselves. It should be positive. Of what we are continuously feeding our minds with, that should be positive as well. But then again, there are two kinds of mindsets, as you know. Some of them are fixed and some of them are flexible, and that's what you're talking about. Fixed mindset people believe that success can only be counted in dollars and cents, and if you don't have $1 million, so you're not successful. Well, I beg to differ, because the person who has $1 million may not be successful. So how about that? See? So you have to have a mindset that is not so fixed, but that's flexible, that can learn, and then you will see that you will not fall into the dogma, which is what the society perceives should work for you when it should not. You should have your own. You know, I'm a Christian, of course, as you can tell, and I really feel that we are all here on earth with a God-given purpose. And even research has shown that purpose and meaning in life are associated with the highest level of happiness. So because we all have to find that purpose, and that's when you have happiness. The purpose or the goals or the dreams that you pursue should be yours and not somebody else, because then it doesn't blend into really living purposefully and having that highest level of happiness. You know, and again, back to my book, I mean, I love the book, Robert, I really do, not because I wrote it, but because I really believe it's a very, very good book. I mean, you can find it on Amazon. You can go to my website, inakayembe.com, order a copy. Of course, if you sign up for my training program, you get an electronic version of the book for free. So you get the value of the book at $12 on Amazon. You pay $10 to sign up for my program. You still get the book for free. So my goal is to help people from where I came from and how difficult it was for me. I really, really am out there to help as many people as possible, not to make the same mistakes that we make over and over, not to feel stuck in one place and you don't have the next step to go forward, not to feel down and out and completely discouraged and feel there is no way out. There's always a way out. So long as you believe in your goal, and that goal is a God-given passion, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, as far as, you know, the types of relationships, you know, it's, I understand, boy, I've had plenty of toxic, you know, connections, and, you know, and it's, to me, it's amazing how, you know, people can drain you. I mean, there are some people that I do not have in my circle now, but I mean, there would be times that I would, you know, spend talking with them for 5 minutes. And then even if by the time I hung up off the phone, I felt physically drained. I mean, it was like they just zapped me. And, you know, and after a while, you know, I just thought, why am I doing this? You know, what, I mean, you know, not, I mean, I want to be a supportive person when I can with friends, which is, you know, which is a good thing. And you know, when people go through challenges and that kind of thing, it's always nice to be there. But I think there's also a point when the relationship, you know, isn't like mutually supportive. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go both ways, and it doesn't uplift, you know, and, you know, and so I know that quite a few people who have toxic people in their lives, but they just don't make the choice of, you know, kind of, like you say, kind of maybe putting them at a distance, kind of, you know, creating a little bit of distance between them. Instead, they kind of keep in that cycle and then complain about it. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, why don't you make a better choice, you know? But it can be a challenge, especially if that toxic relationship is a family member. You know, a lot of times we just, you know, feel that there's maybe a requirement, you know, that we keep our family, you know, relationships, no matter how toxic they are, is a big part of our life.
I know, and you know, we cannot eliminate our family members, because these are the people that God decided will be close to us forever. But, you know, like I said in the book, I mean, the Grow to Success book is a number one bestseller. But I also mentioned in the book that if we have family members that are toxic to us and they continuously or repeatedly quench our goals and our dreams, so maybe we should not share our goals and our dreams with them. You know, we can just do it with them on another level so that they don't limit our potential to succeed. If we have family members who are just, you know, who are just one of those who they, you know, you have an idea and you bounce it on them, and next thing you know, you're just ready to drop the whole thing because they've convinced you that it's not going to work. You know, those kind of family members, I mean, it's very, very important. You know, don't share your, not only don't share your dreams with them, but also distance yourself from. I mean, if you have a family member you were holding a conversation for an hour with, and within that hour, I mean, you come out and you're just completely down and out, well, why don't you have a 5-minute conversation next time and not have, you see, that's how you distance yourself a little bit from them, so they're not completely quenching your goals and your dreams, because we were all born to succeed. We really were, all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a good point to really kind of be discerning with whom we share, you know, our goals and dreams, and, you know, and if we have people in our lives who are in that positive framework, you know, that it's a positive, supportive relationship, then those are the types of people we want to share that kind of information with, and kind of maybe get a little bit of enthusiasm, you know, to continue to work toward that goal.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story about one of my biggest mentors, who's no longer with us, my dad. And sometimes we also discourage ourselves. But, you know, after all I went through to get my bank loan, and I had the ball rolling on starting my first clinic, and I got to a point and I said, wow, I don't think that I'm worthy enough. This is really big. I don't think that just me, I'm just a little... not very popular in this area. I'm not very known. I'm actually not known at all. I can just come in here and build a clinic and people will trust me enough to come to the clinic. So I had a smart idea, Robert. I don't know how smart that was, but I thought I was smart at the time. And I recruited a much older physician who was very, very well respected, my mentor as well. I went to him and said, look, you know what? I've got this project and I just think it's really big. I don't want to have my name on it. Can I just partner with you? I'll do the work. I'll hire the licensed personnel to work here. But let me have the clinic under your name, because I just fear that once the word gets out there that this clinic belongs to her, well, I'm not known. So,
right.
And then he looked at me and he said, well, no, I'm so sorry, because, you know, I'm just too old and I'm not ready to start anything new. I'm just ready to retire. And so I started thinking of somebody else. In the meantime, of course, I went to my biggest mentor who was alive at the time, my dad. And I said, Dad, I told him the same story, and he listened to me. And immediately he said, look, daughter, you can do this. Look how far you've come. You can do as far as you've come and everything that you've been through. You can do anything that you want and succeed. Let me put it this way. If you lose this, then you haven't lost too much because of where you are. I mean, you cannot go down to the world from here. You want to do that yourself because you have the ability to do it. Why would you hire somebody and put their name in front and you're doing all the work anyway? Doesn't make much sense to me. You do it. If you fail, then try something else and you will succeed. And I listened to my dad and immediately I said, okay, well, I'm done. I'm just going to go ahead and do it by myself. And it was successful. So if you ask me now, I mean, what was I really? And that's how you see how we discourage ourselves. Sometimes we just have too much negative self-talk that anybody who says something also negative in that trend of thought, then we're completely discouraged. If my dad had said, yes, you know, I really think you should partner with this person, I would have partnered with the person, because where my mindset was, I felt it was right. So sometimes we cannot completely blame our choices and our decisions on other people. We have to be completely responsible for the choices that we make and everything that happens to us. We are completely responsible. And I'm not talking about medical conditions. You know, some medical conditions really, they happen and people just have no choice in what happened to them. But I'm talking about when you pursue your goals and your dreams and make choices for things to happen in a certain way, then we have to take full responsibility for every choice that we make. It's not the government, it's not mom or dad, it's not the environment. I beg to differ on the environment as well. Because there are some examples of people who came from impossible places and are doing incredible things today. It's not the environment. It's such an individual thing. So even if somebody else discouraged us in our dreams, we cannot completely blame them, because at a certain point, we made the choice as well. So I really hope all your listeners can get this book and go through the series of strategies, follow the online videos. It's so, so helpful and so encouraging. And then my life has been changed. Just going through the program myself and just developing it and putting together strategies and all that I've learned together, making it very simple, it also has helped change me, I believe, for the better. That's what I'm completely sure about.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're about halfway through, so I want to take just a quick break. And
okay.
if anyone listening would like to call in and ask any questions, you can dial in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have a question that you would like for me to pose, feel free to type it in. And then right after we come back, Inaka, I want to go ahead and talk a little bit. You know, you talked a little bit about goals and passion, and I want to kind of explore that a little bit more, because right now, I mean, I know a whole bunch of folks who just have problems, you know, identifying goals, you know, and passion. So when we come back, I want to go ahead and explore that, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, great. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds here.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store, where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great, all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts and the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, like I said in that little spot, I do appreciate supporting our guests. And today's guest is Dr. Inaka Yembe, and she is author of Grow to Success. And let's see, you can find out more about her book, and also she has an online program and a whole bunch of videos and resources. You can find out about all of that by visiting her website, which is www.inakayembe.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, we're back. Inaka, thanks for staying with me.
Thank you, Robert. I am very, very excited to be here and share with you.
Well, I am more than happy to share with my listeners how to be successful and also to help define success as what it means to them individually, not to the people around them. You know, it's so important for us to get that little sense of fulfillment. You know, but keeping in mind with that, you know, you mentioned a couple times goals, you know, and one of the things you talk about in your program is, you know, is passion, productivity, and perseverance. So I want to start with goals and passion, you know, because you kind of connected the two in the first half of the show. You know, some people are kind of like stuck in the routine of going to work, going home, feeding the kids, going back to work, you know, and a lot of times they just lose that sense of passion. So, you know, what would you say to people out there who maybe have lost touch with that, and maybe you want to go ahead and bring some of that passion back into their life?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Robert. One of the biggest, and that is really the first part of the book, Grow to Success. It talks about passion, productivity, and perseverance. Passion, the very first part in just discovering your passion and feeding that passion is goal setting. Goal setting is really one of the most powerful processes of thinking about your ideal future and for motivating yourself to turn that vision into reality. A goal, for example, you know, when we set goals, we always advise everyone to set goals in maybe different aspects of their lives, like education. You should have an educational goal. You should have a career goal, a financial goal, a family goal, physical goal, you know, things like that. And I'll just ask you a simple question, which will really shed light on goal setting, because people wonder, why do you even bother to set goals? And this is the reason why most of us, and I've been there myself, sometimes we just spend time drifting through the world. We wake up in the morning, we are not really completely aware, but we have a process that we drift through. And the reason why people feel this way is because they haven't spent enough time thinking about what it is that you want from life. And I'll just ask you this question. Let's say you were to travel. You've got a major journey, and you're going to travel with your whole family. Will you travel without a destination? I'm asking you. Will you travel without a destination, Robert?
No. Now, there have been occasions where I have an ultimate destination, but my path of getting there, I sometimes do take detours or make stops along the way that aren't anticipated.
Exactly. But you have a just destination. You know right. where you're going. Mm-hmm. You have an endpoint. Or, like you said, you have a secondary destination. If this doesn't work, then I should go this way. This is the same thing with goal, the idea of goal setting. We should know where we are going to in life, because if we don't know and we get there, then we are completely surprised. How did I get there and what really happened to me? So the goals really should give you long-term vision, but that's what motivates you short-term. I don't know if that makes sense. We should have a big picture. For, like I said, in say in the next 15 years, where do I want to be financially? Once you have that big picture, then you break it down into smaller and smaller targets that you must hit at a certain point of your life. And then you create a plan to achieve that. And this is just getting down to the practical steps of goal setting. And this is really nicely described in the online training videos. I just say, so now you start thinking about a financial goal. Keep that in your mind. Think about it some. Go to sleep. Wake up. I find that I think more clearly when I wake up in the morning. So I have this financial goal, and I'm not really sure what to think about my finances at this time. I mean, I just don't know. I'm just trying to work and make ends meet here. Most of us are in this position. We're just trying to work and make ends meet and take care of children and family. But what really is a financial goal? So you should have one, or else you become 70 today, you do not have a financial goal. Things become really confusing at that time. So every single morning when you wake up in the morning, think about one of your goals, the financial goal. Where do you want to be? Write that down. And I'm a big advocate of writing things down, because if we don't write them down, we forget. We would have forgotten within 1 or 2 hours. Next, think about your career. Where do you want to go with your career? What do you really want to do with yourself? What is really is your passion? If you cannot really think about it right now, you may have some ideas, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 things. Write those down very quickly. You know, just write things down and then come back and look at them and see what makes sense for you. Eliminate those that do not make sense. The biggest thing that I remind everybody, Robert, when we are setting goals, we must have a why. A why is a reason. What is the reason that you have this goal? Every goal that you set must have a very strong reason that comes from a very deep place within us. Because if that the reason for that goal is not deep enough, it's not personal enough, it's not strong enough, when we come across the obstacles that we talked about earlier, then we just give up just because the reason why we started to pursue that goal is not strong enough in the first place. And here's an example I listened to somebody talking about the power of your why. And it was a very clear example. And I just want everybody listening to visualize here with me. If you have a 10-foot plank that is about, say, it's 10 foot long by 10 inches, or let's say 12 inches wide, and I just put that on the ground and say, hey, Robert, could you walk across this plank? You would say, of course, no big deal. You just walk across it. It's not difficult. And then I come back and say, you know what, Robert? What if I give you $20 to walk across this plank on the ground? Of course you will. This is an easy $20. I'm taking it and yeah. I'll walk. I mean, I'll make it. It's so yeah. easy. Now, yes, yeah, stay with me. If I take that 10-foot plank and put it across two 100-story buildings standing side by side, there is, say, an 8-foot space in between both buildings, and I lay that plank on the top, and I say, Robert, can you walk across the plank now? Most people will say no. I will say no. I don't care what you pay me. I mean, I'm not even that good at height. Honestly, I'm not going to do it.
You see, I'm right there with you.
Yes, uh-huh. Why would I want to walk across the plank? But now let's change things here and really bring the why power into light. What if you had a one-month baby and I put that baby on the rooftop of the opposite building while you are on the opposite building? Not only that, the building in which your baby is sitting on is on fire and the flames are quickly going up towards the baby and you are on the opposite building. What do? You will go across that building back and forth with your baby in hand without even thinking. That is how strong the reason for you to walk across that plank now is now so compelling that you're not even thinking and you would walk across. So that is how strong the power of our why needs to be. For me, when I started my clinic, I had no options, Robert. I was in my sick bed. I had nowhere to go. This was a do or die situation. This had to work for me. Otherwise, I had no option at the time. It had to work. I'll give you another example. I opened up a clinic in my village of origin in Africa, where I came from, on June 3rd. And the reason why I did that is because they don't have any medical care. And it's just very hard for me to wrap it around my mind that people, and I say that because I know my dad had a stroke while he was visiting that area. And it was an unbelievable act to get him out of there safely just to get treatment. He even went unconscious in the process in an area where they had nobody could even check his blood pressure. So that's why I put a clinic there, and it was very hard to do that even. But you see, that's how when you have a goal and you have a mission to fulfill, the power of your why has to be very, very strong for it to succeed and for you to be able to overcome all the obstacles that you would face. So goal setting is a very powerful tool for motivating yourself short-term to achieve long-term success. Secondly, set goals in different aspects of your life, financial, career, education, family, whatever you want. We can think about religious. I have religious goals. My attitude, I really spend quite a bit of time working on my attitude and on my mindset. That is one of my goals. And then I figure out a big picture, and I break that down into small bites, small actionable steps that I can achieve today, tomorrow, in order to get to that goal, say, 5-10 years from now. So that's really, in a nutshell, goal setting, how it works. And again, if you can contact me I also do coaching on this. I coach people one-on-one. And again, the online program is there for easy access. You can access that today and start working on it.
Yeah, that's great. And that was a very good example of showing just how much the reason and that we do the things that we do, and the what's required to kind of keep that keep us motivated and driven, to be able to achieve, what that goal is. And now one of the other aspects is you talk about is productivity. And I noticed in your book, you have a couple chapters. One is called productivity. Another one's called consistency. And, a lot of times, people, when they go through, set their goals, typical example, the beginning of every year, everybody sets a New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight, and by the time February comes around, that goal is just kind of gone, So, there is consistency and persistence don't kind of play into that. So is that when you talk about productivity, is that the kind of thing that you talk about, the need to keep at it?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. One of the biggest lessons, like you said, in productivity, and let me just flash back here to goal setting, Robert. I forgot to mention, if you have a goal, for example, a goal to go out there and pursue your passion, you have a dream that you want to fulfill, a business that you want to start, for example, just make sure that it is of service, of value to other people. If you are serving other people, you cannot go wrong. I just wanted to put that in there. But back to, yes. Back to productivity now. We talk about consistency. You must be consistent over time in order to be successful. Consistency is critical. That is one of the chapters in the book when it comes to productivity. Another one is time management. I talk about productivity and I talk about time management as well. But just to give you an example of how important it is to be consistent. Like you said, January 1st is here. We make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. And by February 1st or even January 7th, I already forgot that. And I coach people on weight loss as well, just because I come from a place where I was also born. I was 10 pounds when I was born, and I just really became a very, very big person, and I felt that I was going to be that way all my life. Well, in January 1st of 2010, I made a conscious decision to change. And this is 2015. I'm still doing the same thing. So that's how consistent you have to be. It's a lifetime process. But I still do the same thing now. Exercise, eat healthy, consistently, as in almost every day. But when it comes to our goals and our dreams, we have to figure out what works. Anything that is working, you have to continue doing that for your business to be productive. Consistency is the key. If you start a business and it does very well and you fold your arms and sit back and say, well, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I'm successful. Your business will start walking backward. So you must be consistent. You must consistently do the things that work. And you also need to be consistent enough to stop doing the things that don't work. John Maxwell, I'm a team member of John Maxwell, and he talks about the law of momentum. When things start working for you, you have to keep the momentum going in order to keep the success going. If you stop, then the momentum will also stop. So that is the law of momentum. Whatever you're doing, you must be consistent. Everything that we are and who we are today is just a result of the choices that we have made consistently with life. And we can change that. We can change that. That's the good news, I heard a quote that said, most people are unhappy with where they are, but they don't do anything about it. They therefore remain bound. So it's important that if we are not happy with where we are, or even if we are happy with where we are, we have to consistently be aware that we do the same things over and over that keep us successful or that work. So that's consistency for you. You have to be consistent in time in order to be productive. Now, the next thing that is really big that I talk about doing in the Go to Success book is time management. Time management is a big factor in productivity. And I looked at the definition of time management once, and it said that it is the act or the process of planning and exercising conscious control over the amount of time spent on specific activities. So what does that mean, Robert? We have to be conscious about how much time we spend on different activities that take up our day. I just finished up one of the worksheets on the online program, and it was a worksheet on planning your day or planning the week. And it really starts off with what kind of activities do you have in mind that you have to fulfill? You know, write those down and write down the steps to accomplish that. After that, you take one sheet, you write down, you can do that for a whole week at a time or a day at a time, and schedule your times. Not write to-do lists. Don't put down, I have to go to the gym, I have to take the kids to school, I have to go to work, I have a meeting. We don't do that because all these to-do lists at the end of the day, they may not be done because it's just a running list and we don't commit a specific time to accomplish this. So for time management purposes, it's so important that you schedule the activities that you have to accomplish in that day. For example, I wake up at 4:30, so I'm going to go to the gym at 5, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to be in the library doing research on my book at 9 o'clock. I'll do that from 9 to 12, so 3 hours. I'm going to come home and cook lunch, so there's nothing much for me to do from then until about 3 o'clock. Then I'm going to take the child to a ball game or to ball practice between 3 and 6, and we have to do that. And so after that, say an hour of supper time, and then after that, I don't know, maybe I have a date with my husband. But all this is scheduled. Even the date with my husband is on my schedule, just so I make sure that that's done as well. The things that are important to you, you have to block the time and hold that time. Be selfish with it. Don't let anybody take it from you. And you will accomplish so much more if you schedule your time or if you make a plan to schedule your day every single day, the day before. Jim Rohn, who's one of the founders, I don't know if you've heard about him. Jim Rohn, one of the founders of personal development, he said, if you don't plan your day, you will fall into somebody else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So appropriate time management is critical for productivity. Very, very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, that's kind of, when I was in the corporate world, I was in banking in the corporate world and training, and I would teach a time management module for managers. And it was amazing how many times the people were just not aware of how they spent their time. And, you know, and in today's environment with social media and all kinds of distractions, it's easy to, you know, to spend time or put your attention to things that just really aren't, you know, kind of helping you toward a goal. And
exactly.
You know, it's so critical to kind of keep that in mind. And gosh, well, Naka, we're down to the last 5 minutes here, so we've just touched the surface of your book. I mean, there are just so many areas that are covered in your book. And again, for everyone, you know, you can get her Naka's book from either her website or from Amazon. Now, I guess maybe we can, is there maybe any particular topic that we haven't covered in the hour so far that you feel is really important for people out there, that maybe, you know, some of the people who have come to you for coaching services, maybe what some common challenges people are experiencing right now that you can help them with?
Yes, I think that one of the biggest problems, like you alluded to in the beginning, was really goal setting. Very, very important. But for people who are entrepreneurs, for example, one of the things we have not talked about is marketing. If you have a goal or a plan to start a business, then we have to very early start thinking about marketing because it's so critical. And when we are marketing, we should be thinking of two things. Now, I'm not a specialist in marketing, but I know quite a bit because I've had different businesses that I've had to market myself. But you have to think of two things. Number one, who is your ideal client and what do they want? What do they want? Whatever you're marketing is not for yourself. So if you have a good product, yes, we all agree that it's a good product. But is this what your customer or your ideal client wants? That's one thing we must think about. The second thing to think about is how do we reach our clients? Because, as you know, Robert, the way the world is now, the information and the technology we have has made the world so small. So any budding entrepreneur, I mean, your competition could be sitting in a basement in India and it's competing with you if you're an entrepreneur. So you have to be aware that your competition is everywhere. It's no more local. So the kinds of things that we did to market ourselves, yes, word of mouth is the most powerful. That's true. But also you have to consider getting your message out through the social media and through the internet or whatever engines we have to get it far and wide continuously. Remember we talked about consistency? If you're marketing, you have to do that every day, for many, many times a day. So that's another big one when it comes to marketing. I just wanted to put that in there. But, you know, the last thing I'll say is that I think that, I mean, at time, 1 hour is so limited. I've also done the most success program in 4 hours, and it was still not enough. But I've given you the best information that I could in this short time. You know, we try to dig deep, but we really can only do so much in an hour. But here's what I'll do, and I'll do this for everybody who's listening right now. I'll give you the opportunity to spend a 30-minute strategy, what I call a strategy session on the phone with me, and you just need to think about one challenge that you could be facing right now, and we can brainstorm together during that 30-minute strategy session. You can contact me or email me. We can set that up. I'll be happy to do that for your listeners, Robert. So anyone who's listening who wants to go ahead and grab that strategy session, it's only 30 minutes. You can go ahead, send me your information, and I'll put you on my schedule. And that's
great.
It's a free 30-minute strategy session.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much for that offer to the listeners, and I'll be sure to let them know also through social media too that's available. Well, I've really enjoyed our chat, and now we are on Twitter, and I'm following you there. So for those of you who are out there and you use the social media platforms, be sure to follow Anaka there. I appreciate you spending your time with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
Thank you very much. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Dr. Anaka Yembe. She is author of Grow to Success, A Set of Skills for Personal and Professional Success. And again, you can find out more about her book and her services by visiting her website, which is www.anakayembe.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light
by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.